Welcome to the Australia Day weekend edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 27th of January 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7, Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 7140 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 14.130 by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user-activated, VK7 News only from 09.30 until 10.00 by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. Silent Key, Ron Churcher, VK7 Romeo November. We were saddened to hear of the passing of our amateur friend Ron Churcher, OAM, ex-VK7RN, on January the 20th in his 93rd year. Ron was a well-known identity in the Northwest community and described by many as very friendly and gregarious, which was indeed very true, being involved in many community activities. For many years, Ron held the call VK7 Romeo November, relinquishing it a couple of years ago when his health started to decline. He was very active in the Northwest branch of the WIA just prior to the WIA becoming a national body for amateurs and radio clubs being formed. Ron was a great assistance to Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, in forming the first club in the Northwest, Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Interest Group. He was a big HF operator and his favourite country was Canada. Farewell, Ron. We will all miss your gregarious and friendly banter. Vale, Ron Churcher, VK7RN. And that item was inserted by Tony, VK7AX, and Eric, VK7EV, Echo Victor. Contest news. Summer VHF-UHF Field Days. A reminder that logs are due for the Summer VHF-UHF Field Day held on January the 12th and the 13th. The closing day for logs is Monday the 28th of January 2019. That's tomorrow. So get with it. Another reminder that the Ross Hale contest is still running until the end of January. Please give participants a call if you hear them. Later in the year, the John Moyle contest is to be held over March 16th and 17th and the winter VHF-UHF field day on June the 22nd and 23rd. And that's 73s from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Ross Hull contest and 23cm QSO party in January. For QSOs to be counted in the Ross Hull, it's necessary to move off the calling frequency of 1296.1, so as to enable 23cm QSO party contacts to be counted for the Ross Hull, the 23cm QSO party will move up to 1296.175 during January. Digital operations up till Launceston will continue on QRA 64 Charlie on 1296.2. The QSO party will start straight after the broadcast at around 10 a.m. local each Sunday in January on 1296.175 and then beam to Launceston at 10:30 a.m. local. For those stations who have time, please come up again on 1296.175 at 11 a.m. for a second Ross Hull QSO, as those QSOs can be counted again each UTC day. And that's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. Event news. Meet the Voice 2019. Plans are underway for this year's Meet the Voice gathering in Ross on the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of March. The event has moved to the Ross Recreation Ground, and those who wish to camp can do so on-site for a small fee, which will ensure access to the kitchen, shower and toilet facilities. The event will span 2 days, and it is a great opportunity to meet face-to-face with old and new friends alike, and of course the annual gifting of the Sewing Circle Trophy. Weekly updates will be provided by the Sunday broadcast on Facebook and via email. If you want to receive the email, let Danny know by emailing vk7freq@gmail.com. Shortly, a call out for volunteers will occur. If you're interested in donating some time, please let Danny know. Of course, there will be a raffle. If you wish to donate a prize, again, please let Danny know. Danny can be contacted on vk7freq@gmail.com or on her mobile 0409 232 419. That's 0409 232 419, outside of business hours, thanks. Meet the Voice 2019 at the Ross Recreation Grounds, March the 23rd and 24th. And that's many thanks from Danny with 73's VK7FREQ. News from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group. Meeting notice. The next meeting of the NWTR and the TVG is scheduled for Saturday, February the 2nd, 2019. Yep, that's next Saturday. This will be the club's AGM, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting. The venue is the 11 District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. As per the club rules, all executive positions will fall vacant at the AGM. So it is suggested members give this some serious consideration and maybe consider themselves or alternatively nominate a club friend for one of the five positions. The appropriate nomination form for executive has been emailed or posted to all members. Membership subscriptions are now due. Members are also advised that the membership subscriptions for 2019 are now due as of the 1st of January. The appropriate reminder has been forwarded by email or posted to all members recently, including the renewal forms, regular and student, for 2019. Members are asked to return the renewal form along with the appropriate payment to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. Thank you to all those members who have now renewed their membership for 2019. 73's until next time, says Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, the club news officer. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now moving along the coast and news from the north, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on his mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. Here we are again, Australia Day weekend, but with Mother Nature, perhaps assisted by a lot of human intervention, ensuring that Australia is living up to its reputation as the land of floods and fires, of rugged mountain ranges and wide brown sweeping plains. We have floods in the north and widespread fires in the south. So, to any amateurs in the state who reside in the fire-inflicted areas, please stay safe. Remember, possessions can be replaced, but lives cannot. 2019 membership fees. A big thank you to all those members who have paid their 2019 subs. Our treasurer has been very busy writing up receipts. To those that as yet haven't renewed, just a further reminder that your 2018 membership expired on the 31st of December and you are now listed on the membership register as an unfinancial member. Your status will stay that way until you have renewed your membership or until the 30th of June, when your name will be removed permanently from the membership register. In case you have forgotten, NTARC's 2019 membership fees are just $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of aging legacy equipment along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater systems does not come cheaply. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, then please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website, or why not pop into the club rooms on a Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application. You'll be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we'd be happy to receive your contribution either in person or at a club meeting or coffee morning or by post to PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donation will gladly be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. WIA 2019 Callbook. With the announcement by the WIA of the availability of the 2019 callbook, NTARC is again arranging bulk buys for members. We have received one order of callbooks on the Friday before Christmas, and we will place another order once the WIA office opens in late January. In the interim, therefore, if you are interested in taking part in this purchase, could you please let the Treasurer, Andre, VK7ZAB, know either at coffee on a Monday or Friday, or email him at the following email address, and that is treasurer@ntarc.net. so that we can gauge interest and order the appropriate number as soon as possible. The cost for the 2019 callbook will be $35, the same as last year. This is still a significant saving on the cost of a WIA member ordering directly from the WIA bookshop, once postage is added on, and is significantly cheaper than the price available to non-WIA members. And now on to coming events. Technical sessions. Our first technical session for 2019 is definitely getting closer. It's now only a matter of days before we resume on Wednesday the 6th of February. Meeting time will be from 7:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Please also note that there will be no technical session on Wednesday the 13th of February due to our AGM being held that evening. I know you have been champing at the bit to get back into those technical sessions, and I'm certainly looking forward to reports of a bumper crop of projects being demonstrated on the night. February Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 13th of February 2019 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours or 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2018 AGM, and then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee persons for 2019. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holder and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form is now available from the NTARC Club Room. Please ensure that the completed nomination form is returned to the Secretary by close of business on the 7th of February 2019 at the following address. The Secretary, NTARC Incorporated, PO Box 275 Launceston, Tasmania 7250. Or it can be handed to the Secretary in a sealed envelope at either coffee mornings. Members are reminded that they will need to have paid their 2019 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours or 7:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the Annual General Meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2019 subscription before they can be nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. A reminder to all those that are required to write reports, the time is marching on, so please start to think about it and put pen to paper. It would be appreciated if a hard copy of your report could be sent to the following email, ntarc.emails@gmail.com, by Tuesday the 12th of February, to assist in preparing the necessary paperwork for the AGM. Coffee mornings. These are normally held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms, and they are now in full swing. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all again in 2019. Tomorrow, being the public holiday for Australia Day, we will be open at our normal time. I've been advised the order of fare will be lamingtons and pies, and that sounds good to me. I just hope we put the tomato sauce only on the pies, though. Yes, unlike me, I generally wear it. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, funny stories, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a great opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, though, we do not have any cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services that we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to catching up with you all at Rochelle. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now moving down the state a little, and news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and member packs are now available. A big thank you from the Secretary, as most members renewed before the new year. This has made life a lot easier for Ben and has meant that he was able to bring forward the printing of membership packs, which are now available for pick-up at the club rooms if you renewed before January the 5th and can be found in the membership area by the door. If you didn't renew until after the 5th, don't panic. Ben will be printing a second batch in around 2 weeks' time, which will make their way up to the club rooms as well. Any packs still at the club rooms after the AGM will be posted out to members at the address that they have provided. REST Annual General Meeting. The REST AGM will be held on Sunday the 17th of February from 11 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, with a barbecue lunch to be held after the AGM completes. Members will have received an email announcing the AGM last week. If you did not receive the email, then please check your spam folder. Reports for the AGM will be available sometime this week in the meeting minutes section of the website. Members are encouraged to download their own copy to read or print, as there will be few copies available for reading at the club rooms on the day. Members are reminded that nominations for committee positions close 10 days prior to the AGM, and if only a single nomination is received for a position, then that position is considered filled with no need for a ballot on the day of the AGM. If you would like to consider a role on the committee, then please download the nomination form from the member resources page of the website. The barbecue will be supplied by REST, including sausages, hamburgers, bread and condiments. A small amount of vegetarian options will also be available. No February presentation. We wish to advise that as there are a number of events planned from late in February and into March, including the AGM, there will be no February presentation on the 6th of February, and that will be a regular experimenter's night. And that's 73 from Ben, VK7BEN, your secretary. REST Foundation Training and Assessment Days. Our dates for 2019 are 16th of February, 20th of April, 15th of June, 17th of August, 19th of October, and the 21st of December. These dates are pending the transition to the new training and assessment arrangements and will be fully confirmed once we know what is happening. So, the next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is on the 16th of February from 9 a.m. Please contact Reg VK7 Kilo Kilo if you are interested in attending the day. Check out the Reece website or Facebook page for events. So if interested, please contact Reg. His email is assessor@reece.asn.au, or you can phone him on his mobile 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607. And that is, in fact, 73s from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Experimenters' Night wrap-up. And another huge night of experimentation. Ron Cullen has been building a 5.6 gig cloverleaf antenna and perfecting his jig to hold them in place whilst they are soldered. Ron also ordered an on-screen display, or OSD, module for one of his fixed-wing radio-controlled aircraft. This unit was installed and wired up and gives Ron full telemetry like artificial horizon, heading, latitude, longitude, height, etc. And all this information is superimposed on the 5.6 gig video stream back to the ground. Ron will be trying the setup out over this long weekend. On your Ron. John, VK7FJPA, brought along a few interesting items in a homebrew high-power dummy load that was built from the heat sinks found on a large LED industrial light fitting. There was also a trio signal generator and another interesting meter, thanks John. Rex VK7MO and Richard VK7ZBX were back testing the GPS heading devices and trying to work out why there are varying results. There was much walking outside to move the heading device to see if there was improvement with the 900 meg ISM communications between the devices. Richard brought in a very nice Kaelus Bluetooth antenna VNA that covers 600 megs to 2.7 gigs and is made for a rough industrial environment. The unit can be worn on the belt of a rigger who can connect up the antenna or coax on the tower, and via Bluetooth, someone on the ground can sweep the antenna and hopefully work out what the problem is. Very nice piece of kit. Thanks, Richard. Ben, VK7BEN, was running around with his Moxon Yagi trying to hunt satellites. And Justin, VK7TW, was again wiring up the DATV studio, and we now have a camera mounted in the main club rooms for presentation nights, and this camera feeds into the DATV studio and can be titled, mixed and streamed. Next week will be the audio installation for the studio. Do you have a project that you need to finish before the end of summer? Do you need ideas for projects or help troubleshooting a project? Why not come along to the Experimenters' Night, where there are plenty of opinions, good, bad and otherwise, that can help you out. See you in the Queen's Domain Club rooms from 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday night, and that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Industry news. Codan undergoes rebranding. Following its strategic direction, Codan Radio Communications, a division of Codan Limited, has now rebranded to Codan Communications. Codan has been successful in supporting NGOs, but has also recognised significant growth in the tactical and military markets. The new name reflects continued product portfolio expansion that strategically strengthens the division as a full communications solutions provider rather than simply a radio supplier. Codan Communications provides end-to-end communication solutions with the aim of saving lives, creating security, and supporting peacekeeping worldwide. The division's innovative history of expansion and evolution continues, with this name change as it reflects significant recent wins in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, West Africa, and the Americas. In a recently issued statement, the company said that the name change does not impact the way in which they support any of their existing customers, but rather broadens what they supply. The information can be found at the company's new website, and the source for that was the Critical Comms Webazine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle and Launceston. Reece, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the Experimenters' Nights from 19:30 hours in the Queen's Domain club rooms. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296 decimal 175 megs, and then moves to 1296 decimal 2, beaming north-south on QRA 64 Charlie. Events. NWTR and TVG. The 2nd of February 2019, Annual General Meeting, followed by the Bi-Monthly General Meeting. NTARC, 13th of February, Annual General Meeting in Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 7:30pm. Reist, 17th of February, Annual General Meeting in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11am. VK7 Wide on the 23rd and the 24th of March, Meet the Voice at Ross. And now, a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres will be brought to you by VK7TW. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7TPE. 10 metres, VK7JGD. And DMR Talk Group 3809, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8pm on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. A big thank you to all the people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours, and items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but we will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are currently listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.